They point through the morning crossfire. It's 8:36 from our studio here. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I have our friends at the U.S. Consulate joining us right now. Stephen Ebele is a friend of the house, the public affairs officer at the U.S. Consulate. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sharif, and good morning, Lagos.
It's good to have you here. And we also have Dr. Patrick Bennett, the Dean, School of Education, Franklin University, Ohio. Dr. Patrick, good morning to you.
Sharif, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Stephen.
Yes, sir.
Let me start with this very quickly because of time. So we're going to be very, very brief about this, okay? Why is the U.S. Consulate organizing the inaugural Nigerian Higher Education Conference? And what is it about?
Sure, that's a great question, Sharif. We are the U.S. government, and we are committed to supporting initiatives that promote education and strengthen human capital in Nigeria. This is what we do. Okay. And we think about every day at the consulate and indeed Mission Nigeria. The primary goal of this conference is to really provide a forum where U.S. experts like Dr. Bennett can really talk about internationalization of higher education and share those best practices in building these links and sustaining these long-term partnerships. We have lots of technology now. The pandemic has shown that.
That's right.
This is a real way to bridge Nigerian institutions and American institutions of higher education. And we are excited.
Yes, we are. 8:38. Dr. Bennett, let me come to you now. You spent significant part of your career forging innovative partnerships with universities worldwide. Now, how do you decide if your university will enter into a partnership with an international university? I mean, what are the criteria? And what are the top three things you look for in a partner international university?
Sharif, thank you. There are lots of things that we look for, and, you know, excited to be here today to talk about this. But, you know, as Franklin University, looking at partnerships, we look at, of course, the same thing that Nigerian universities look for. This is access to education, greater access for students, academic quality, but this sense of working to innovate together. I think that is really the key.
Indeed. Fantastic. I'm going to come to you, Stephen, now.
Yes,
what opportunities exist to forge international institutional partnerships between U.S. and Nigerian universities? Tell us about these opportunities.
No, absolutely. And those opportunities are ongoing. We have been at this, believe it or not, since 1960.
What?
62 years of linkages between American universities and Nigerian universities, mostly through the Fulbright program.
Okay.
Would you care to guess how many Fulbrights we've had since 1960? Yes, you're right, Sharif. It's over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000. And so we're really building on that relationship. We have relationships with really no fewer than 31 Nigerian universities that are affiliated through the mission, through the Fulbright program. And so this is really a way to bring them together.
Yeah.
And this will build on the longstanding collaboration. And we hope really open new frontiers to these partnerships so we can enhance the quality of learning. We can teach more. We can offer more degrees, more online degrees, and really increase that connection. Already, Nigeria is the 10th largest sending country of students to the United States.
10th largest.
10th largest.
Wow.
Over almost 13,000 Nigerians in the U.S. And we want to build on that through different types of technology, hybrid online degrees. We're really, really excited about those possibilities.
Dr. Bennett, I'm going to talk to you about joint and dual degree programs. These are increasingly a popular form of higher education internationalization. While some institutions find them challenging to organize, these collaborative degree programs continue to gain traction. If I may ask you, Dr. Bennett, what are the benefits of these international joint degree programs for students?
Well, the first thing that I would say is I think they're getting easier.
Okay.
Maybe in the past these were challenging and difficult to create, but
yeah.
I think with technology-enhanced education, with a greater platform in the cloud for learning, I think that these are easier, and increased access for students is so important in this. But I think the win is for not just students. This is a win for the faculty, for the universities on both sides. But we're talking about economic development as well at the same time.
Just to be clear, Stephen, we're talking about students in Nigeria.
Yes.
Getting dual certification.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
We're forging those partnerships. That's what we're really working on. And it's also we're bringing all the partners together to discuss what is it like from the American side? What are the opportunities from the American side? What are the opportunities from the Nigerian side? We'll have a lot of people in the House, vice chancellors from various universities. TET is going to be coming. NUC, the National Universities Commission, who we met with last week, will be coming as well to bring all of the stakeholders together, along with august U.S. experts like Dr. Bennett and others from the Texas International Education Consortium, for example. And so we're really hoping that this mind meld will really lead to very nice opportunities in the future, especially vis-a-vis technology.
I'm going to stay with you, Philip, Stephen, rather. Why should Nigeria universities consider U.S. colleges and universities for partnerships? Because they are listening now and they're saying, well, why should we consider you?
That's a great question. And Philip is my middle name, by the way.
So oh, Philip is your middle name.
Actually, it is. It's Frank. But it's okay.
I'm in the spirit.
But I answer to anything. Now, American universities offer a world-class education. There are tremendous opportunities, not only for the theoretical, but also the practical, the practical part of that. And so in pursuing these partnerships, we really want to bring together these American universities, the expertise they offer, the practical training they offer, the technology that they offer with Nigerian universities. Not everyone can afford to go to the United States, for example.
Yeah.
Maybe they can afford the education, but there's a lot of other costs, accommodation, the flights, etc. Online degrees or hybrid degrees really afford a more flexible opportunity. And we are in a more flexible age after the pandemic. I mean, none of us thought, even in the U.S. government, that we could telework for almost 2 years, and we did it. So why not? Why can't we do that with also education? Why not?
That's a very interesting point to raise there. 8:44 is the time, Dr. Bennett. I'm going to come to you on one of the issues that I'm sure that most parents, students are thinking of in terms of getting education abroad, and that is funding. It's a major pain point in Nigeria education. Could you share some suggestions for exploring potential funding streams and maybe resources outside of government funding for higher education?
Well, I can share the U.S. perspective.
Okay.
And I can say that, you know, part of the conference, I'll be leading a discussion with university leaders about this very topic. But the U.S. perspective, we've had to look at revenue diversification, meaning, you know, many of our universities are tuition funded only. And so it has been relying on working with our alumni to have give back for gifts back to the university and managing those funds, and also from corporations that benefit from the learners that graduate from our institutions.
Power supply increasing facilities in the country. Okay, yes, right now, power supply is not nationalized in Nigeria.
Indeed.
But still, we don't still have uninterrupted power supply in Nigeria. We still face blackouts. There's no electricity in the country.
Tomorrow.
So what is the need?
You mentioned that the private sector, they are most corrupt. Really, are you kidding me? You're comparing private sector corruption
in
Lagos, corruption.
In
you know, it's not
and
even
thank
it's God
that the
place them together
working.
Because corruption in public sector is
very happy to see that development.
Sector.
It was a long weekend, Sharif, with the flights and everything, but thank God.
I'm guessing this is strictly by invitation.
It is. We've invited a lot of vice chancellors and the universities, and this has been months in the making, months of preparation. We'll also have people joining online, so it will be open to those universities that can't travel, perhaps, to the conference. So it really is very, very inclusive.
What are the likely takeaways of this conference?
Well, I think Nigerian universities will learn more about the system in the United States.
Okay.
And I think also our U.S. experts will learn more about Nigerian universities. And from that, we can sense where those opportunities are and how we can make these hybrid programs, these online programs, really work. We've also invited EduTech, which is a company that specializes in online degrees, to be able to also bridge that technology gap as well.
Right.
So this is just the beginning, but it's a giant step forward because this has never happened before in Nigeria, where we have brought this level of expertise on the Nigerian side as well as the American side.
Dr. Bennett, let me come to you. You, alongside other U.S. Higher education experts, will be leading different sessions during this 2-day inaugural higher education conference. What do you hope participants would take away from your own part now? I know Stephen has said his own part. From your own part, as someone who is leading one of the sessions, what would you be hopeful of a takeaway?
What I hope for all of us that are participating in this, the takeaway is a deeper understanding of each other's systems, because our educational system shouldn't be just students from Nigeria attending U.S. colleges and universities. Mm. What we're thinking about is creating newer programs. When we talk about joint programs, it's working together to create something that is both Nigerian and the United States in that program. And I'm very interested in that.
Mm. Indeed. My lines are buzzing. I think we can take... Can we squeeze in a call or two?
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
Okay. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71-904 for female callers only. Just female callers only. Well, Stephen, before I go to these... You can see them.
Wow, it is. It really is. Yeah, wow. It is. Your computer is blowing up, Sharif.
Are private institutions also allowed to participate
Absolutely,
in the
conference? Absolutely, they are. They are participating, private institutions. So it's open to everyone because the system is the same, whether it's private or public. And it's the same on the U.S. side, although most of our institutions are public, but there are state universities, and that's where the Texas Consortium is coming in. They're in touch with a lot of state universities in Texas, for example. Mm,
fantastic. Now, let's take some calls in. Good morning to you. Oh, we lost that. We're going to jump on another one very quickly. Excuse me. Okay, here we go. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, Sharif, good morning.
Morning
this is Yemi from Ayobo calling.
Welcome, Yemi.
Please, I want to know from your guest, those of us who cannot come to the venue of the program, is there a provision for us to join online as well? Mm-hmm. I'll be very interested in the opportunities
Thank you, Yemi. Let's quickly take Joyce's call. After Joyce, then...
Good morning to your guest.
Welcome. Welcome.
I would like your guest to tell us, since I'm sure they have a deeper understanding, the educational issues you have in Nigeria. So what do they think that is actually working in the U.S. education that is actually not working here in Nigeria?
Hmm.
So because for us, we have a lot of migrants are going to U.S. for education. I'm sure there's something that's actually working in the U.S. that we're not doing in Nigeria. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Who's going to take what? Who's taking what?
Well, I can take Yemi's question.
Okay.
We are inviting a lot of universities. So if Yemi works for a university or is affiliated with a university, he's very welcome to attend. We advertise on social media. That's one place to check. And as I mentioned, really, we're bringing in all of the sort of the educational expertise on the Nigerian side to really discuss this. And just to take Joyce's question, and then I'll let Dr. Bennett jump in as well. Everything, you know, it's not really our place to say what's working and what's not. Nigerian institutions are very, very well endowed. They have a lot of things going on, and they have a lot of opportunities for Nigerians as well. What our goal is to really bring the two countries together. That's really our goal in Mission Nigeria, whether it's education or health or security. We're trying to deepen that relationship. And so this is the goal. This is the point, is to really connect Nigerian and American universities. The relationship between Nigeria and America is exploding. If you look at the cultural space, the creative space, and especially the education space as well.
Indeed.
No, I agree with all of that. And it really is about increasing that access. And so there are only so many students that can afford to travel to the United States.
Right.
And so through technology, enhanced education, we have the opportunity to link more universities together. And we have an increasingly globalized world. And so it's important for our universities to have our students interact with more students abroad.
And that's very important to have that international component for American universities and also have that American component for Nigerian universities. It is a win-win.
Right. Let's take another call quickly. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, Swiss, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Please, I need to ask a question.
Go on.
I did the old Bisofi, my pit for my I-20 for a school actually in the U.S., but I haven't gotten a date. I had to send a mail for the emergency date. Is it because I haven't paid for my service fee? That's why I can't get a date for now. Because all dates are just like next year or something.
Taken, Abby. Okay. All right.
Yeah, usually you have to pay your service fee first before you get your I-20. Mm-hmm. That's how the process flows. So mm-hmm. what I would recommend to the caller, I don't think he gave his name, mm-hmm. Is to pay that service fee and then the I-20 comes.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly correct. Mm-hmm. As an institution, same thing with Franklin University, I have to receive the funds into my international office for students. Okay. And once we do, we disperse the I-20.
Whoa. So pay that service.
Pay first, right? Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shay. Good morning.
We can hear you. Please go on.
Okay. I just want to ask a question. My name is Dari from Magudu.
You're welcome, Dari. You're welcome.
Okay, so I want to ask your guest, just like the earlier caller said, I've actually paid for the service fee I-20, but there has not been any appointment date in Lagos. Mm. So, and I would appreciate if I could get assistance. I've made an emergency request application, but I've not been contacted yet.
Okay, all right. Dari also is talking about the I-20 thing that he's paid already.
Thank you, Dari from Agudu. We do focus on students, and so I think you'll see coming up very soon our student days where students can apply.
Yeah.
But when you do make your emergency appointment, definitely specify in your emergency appointment, I am a student, and I'm looking for an appointment for a student visa, and they will answer you. Mm. Another email to be able to send, you can send an email that's on our website, which is ng.usembassy.gov. Okay. And you can find that email for the consular section there. Mm. But we do focus on students. We did over 10,000 visas last year for students who applied. And so we really focus on students. That is one of our priority areas. So Dari from Magudu, please make that emergency appointment and please specify in there that you're a student.
Listen, for many of our listeners interested in international higher education, is there any assistance provided by the U.S. Embassy to support Nigerian students who want to study in the U.S.?
Absolutely. We have what we call Education USA advising centers. They are in Lagos, Ibadan, Calabar, and Abuja. Mm. And so you can get a lot of information on how to study abroad. There's also a wonderful website, which also is EducationUSA, one word, .state.gov. And you can get lots of information on that. In addition, Sharif, we have a program called the Opportunity Funds Program, where we help very high-performing but very low-income students apply to U.S. colleges. We don't give the scholarships. They get the scholarships themselves to U.S. universities, but we get them to the door of the university. We pay for the application fees. Mm. We pay for the tests.
We have to go now. Stephen, thank you for coming.
No, thank you very much, Sharif, and look at our website. You can get all the information right there.
Dr. Patrick, thank you so much for coming.
Sharif, thank you for having me.
Gentlemen, thank you as well for coming. I'm Sharif. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.
Enjoy the creamy coffee taste of Cowbell Coffee. Round the clock. It's really
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3